America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good morning, Happy Road. Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. So this is Steve Taylor, and it's good having you on the air. Freddy, are you there?
I am here, Steve. Hello? How you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing okay. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties today, obviously. It's good being here. And again, we look forward to sharing with the radio listening audience some of the breaking news of today on Steve Taylor's Last Days News. A lot of interesting things going on, especially with the Supreme Court. So we're going to be talking about that today, the breaking case that appears to lay the groundwork for overturning the Supreme Court previous decision of Roe versus Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood has at least been leaked as to the contents, and it's very groundbreaking. A lot of things going on today, and so we look forward to sharing that with you. This is the Last Days News with Steve Taylor, and again, we're sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. I am the chief counsel for the Alliance Legal Group, and that we have offices across Hampton Roads serving you. That we have a website at www.debtfreeva.com. That's www.debtfreeva.com. And if you just go to that website, that you can be linked to a chat box assistant who will set you an appointment with our office, with me directly, or possibly even a phone call directly with me if I'm available. If I'm available, they'll try to put a phone call to me at that point. And we can try to help you as far as a lot of different needs. We serve all of Hampton Roads and do a lot of bankruptcies, a lot of more bankruptcies. It's apparently 34% increase between February and March in people filing bankruptcy. So there's a surge in filing bankruptcies. Of course, that's because the economy's falling apart, that we're on the brink of, if not already in recession, that there's foreclosures happening on a very increased rate since the beginning of the year. Not all bad news, though, that bankruptcy can clear off your debts and give you a fresh start and help you survive this oncoming recession and global collapse of the financial system. That's really what's going on. That's not hyperbole, that there's a lot of things going on right now, and you want to make sure that you're not caught behind the eight ball. And so give us a contact at www.debtfreeva.com, and we'll help you out the best way we can, give you some free advice, some counsel that might assist you. We can qualify you for one. I'm at the home office, and so that's Joshua putting his two cents in. He obviously is very concerned about the Supreme Court case that is coming up. And so let me shut the door so he doesn't give his two cents in there. Okay, Freddy, do we have anybody on the line? Phone number 488-5299. You can call in and join us today if you're available. Anybody online, Freddy?
Yes, sir. We actually have Tony on the line, but with you and Tony on the line together, you are all we can take today because you are calling in instead of being on the Be Live. So unfortunately today we cannot take any callers, but Tony is here. So good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Freddy. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. So Tony can join us at least. We can't get anybody else to call in. I'm going to keep trying to get on to the Be Live, but again, for some reason, The link just doesn't seem to connect, and so I'm not sure what's going on with that. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing well. Like I said, really very frustrated with some of these technical problems that we seem to be having, but that's probably some of the demonic attacks that occur when you're flying over the target. You get a lot of flack. You know what they say.
Amen. That means we're getting close to a hotspot. And
yeah, well,
the hotspot of the truth coming out.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a big deal here, this Supreme Court decision that is being leaked out. So tell us a little bit about what you think about this decision, Tony. Obviously, it's not a decision that's been entered yet, and I'm going to give some commentary from a legal standpoint in just a second, but give me your first impressions as far as this Judge Alito draft opinion that has been leaked by somebody in the Supreme Court, some clerk or something. You know, I'm sure it's one of the liberal leftist clerks. You know, somebody wants to get this thing out. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I believe that is an operation to cause problems for those who wish to rule in the favor of what God would have done. I mean, this ruling would be huge. It would not only affect Roe versus Wade, the other case, but it would also affect every other decision made since Roe versus Wade went into effect based upon the standing of Roe versus Wade. So everything else could be challenged. So you would have a house of cards. You would have multiple rulings suddenly become vulnerable to being overturned.
Well, yeah, and so what Tony's talking about is stare decisis and, you know, what that means as far as, in fact, that Judge Alito had a significant conversation in the decision about stare decisis, but, you know, that a precedent in legal jurisprudence lends to the next case, and so that one case will use a prior precedent like Roe versus Wade in order to build upon the rationale so that the next position can come out. And, you know, with Roe versus Wade being decided on such spurious grounds, I mean, that they came up with a penumbra of rights was the language they used, and of which this right of privacy and the ultimate right of a person to kill their baby in the mother's womb was developed. And, you know, this that basis of that decision was very, you know, the Judge Alito does a wonderful job as far as explaining, you know, how a just because you have a situational crisis in a country, which in that point in time there was states, you know, about one third of the states had began allowing abortion, and that there was a lot of things going on as far as that, and so the Supreme Court thought they would step in and just make a one size fits all that you know, you can commit abortion anytime you want, any place you want, and it's a fundamental constitutional right, even though that it wasn't in the Constitution at all, and so they had to wrangle you know, several hundred years of jurisprudence that specifically denounced anything even similar to the Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood, Casey versus Planned Parenthood case, in order to come up with, you know, this constitutional right to have an abortion. And, you know, based upon that decision, as opposed to what you'll hear the leftists say now, that, you know, that we're getting rid of all this, you know, storied 50 years of jurisprudence, contrary to that, that this was a completely remarkable, unbelievable decision that was based on nothing. And so a lot of decisions have been made upon the language used in Roe versus Wade and the precedent that Roe versus Wade created. And this house of cards means that just tons of decisions have used Roe versus Wade as a precedent. And what Judge Alito said, this case was one of the most egregious decisions in American jurisprudence. And so, you know, that when your foundation is a case that is egregiously decided, then, you know, your entire case is going to be on questionable footing. And so that's kind of what's getting ready to happen. Not to mention the just direct impact as will happen to abortion in the United States. It's a tremendous decision. And so, you know, so there's a lot of speculation about why it was, you know, how, why. In fact, I just saw a report by Judge on the internet about how Judge Roberts is, you know, laying down the gauntlet, going to try to find out who this leaker was. What are some of the reasons that that people are suspecting that this thing was leaked, Tony?
It would be to cause pressure on the judges, have Black Lives Matter, all these other hate organizations be able to go out there and do riots and fires, and which should never be allowed to happen. If someone is doing this kind of stuff in America, we should mobilize forces to stop it. They don't seem to want to do that. And then you could have someone threaten to kill the judges, you know, or someone actually hurt a judge, so people are afraid to vote the way their heart tells them to vote, the way God tells them to vote. This is all about fear and control.
Yeah. Well, you know, this case is not decided yet, you know, and that's what people need to understand, is that this is a draft, decision. Hold on, I'm going to...
I think we're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, you switched over. You're on Be Live now, so we can hear you again.
Okay, so you can call in now, folks, 588-5299. And again, this is Steve Taylor's Last Days News, and your call makes a difference. You know, that getting your input about this breaking decision would be very helpful, because there's a lot of people wondering what's going to happen with this decision now that it's been made. And so, Tony, again, give me some more thoughts on what you think is going to happen going forward.
Actually, we had to switch Tony back over, so give Tony a second since you switched over.
And, well, you know, one of the things that I think we should be prepared for is, like Tony said, you know, riots in the street. You know, they put fences around the Supreme Court last night as the leaked news started becoming public. That, you know, one of the things that I don't think you can trust the FBI to protect anybody. And in fact, I would look at the exact opposite. You know, that I would be very careful if I had an FBI agent around me and I was one of the judges that was on the 5-4 decision. It's actually a 5-3-1 decision. Justice Roberts apparently hasn't made a decision as far as which way he's going to teeter on, you know, so that looks like Judge Barrett I can't say his name. Who's the other moderate we have? We have I'll tell you, we don't have a very good connection with you here today, Tony. I'm not sure. Are you back on here or not?
Oh no, he's back.
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just a little bit of feedback.
It would be Kavanaugh.
Yeah. So Kavanaugh. So yeah, we got Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett seem to have gone with the majority, and of course that with Roberts. We're having a lot of feedback there, Freddie. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have your phone on?
No.
Oh, then it must be a connection with your... I will check it out. Y'all go ahead.
Oh, it sounds to be a little bit better. Again, that's the safety of the Supreme Court justices are something that we need to be concerned about. This decision has not been entered, and it wasn't supposed to be entered or announced until, you know, late June. So, you know, that if one of these justices get somehow, you know, Clintonized, to say another word, that, you know, you don't have the 5-4 majority anymore. And so, you know, it's a very, very concerning situation that we have right now. And I guess, you know, I say we have a 5-4 majority. I guess that means that the new justice must have already gave her 2 cents in there. I hadn't heard about that, but I thought she wasn't going to make decisions for a while. But I guess, you know, she's already involved in that decision-making process. Tony?
You're right. And if they can put pressure on the judges, then that would also change the process going forward. If this case is ruled and Roe versus Wade is overturned, then and the judges get attacked in some way, the next time this comes up, they won't be as likely to do it. This is communistic takeover, tyrannical terrorism on our country right now. Look at what's happening around our country.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the really encouraging thing about this, though, the thing that made me very, very encouraged this morning was when this decision came out, the idea would be that, you know, this seems to be repentance by the United States. It's God's grace that allows repentance to occur. And for 50 years, we've seen 60 million plus children killed in the mother's womb. And so all of a sudden, God's answered prayer and has allowed the overturning of this decision, or at least the presumptive overturning of this decision. And so with that, you know, for the first time in a long time, certainly in the last couple of years, there is hope that maybe God is hearing our prayer and maybe moving on His behalf, allowing us to have the possibility of a reversal of some of the things we've seen over the last couple of years. You know, we've said before that the Great Reset is going to be very, very difficult to turn back. That once the horse is out of the barn, once the train has left the station, we can't think of anybody that can stop it, but God can stop it. And that if God's given us repentance as a nation to turn back this evil of murdering babies in the mother's womb, that there's no telling what God's going to do next. And so this is a critical decision. Of course, you know, that no one person is going to stop this decision from coming out. If God wants it to happen, then He will make it happen. And so that we're looking towards, you know, what could possibly be some really, really earth-shaking good news, you know, possibly revival, maybe more of the same as far as, you know, this direction that God may be leading, not just the Supreme Court, maybe individual states. You might see a lot of decisions start happening. As far as elections, you know, we saw a lot of people this morning and last night, you know, Democrats, leftists, you know, socialists, say, well, this is going to be really good for the leftists for the elections, because everybody's going to say, you know, geez, we need to rally behind abortion and, you know, killing babies, and then, you know, get to new folks in there. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be the exact opposite. I think that, you know, this clerk or whoever the person that leaked the information thought they were doing something that was going to help, you know, the socialist cause. But I think they really hurt it. I think it's going to be a rallying point, but it's not going to be a rallying point for the left. It's going to be a rallying point for those that see God moving in this country. Tony?
Well, evil never sees things clearly. Evil always sees things through the eye of evil and believes it's doing better than it is. Through history, throughout time, has always been the same thing. It says in Second Chronicles that if my people who are called by my name will simply humble themselves and pray, I'll heal their land. Well, I believe a lot of that's been going on. I believe the first part of the COVID crazy mind programming thing they had on, people are realizing things aren't what we're being told in the news isn't what's really happening. We're seeing something contrary. So now they're turning to a direction where little by little the momentum's been building on the conservative side. And I believe you're right. I believe what's going to happen is you're going to see people say, I may not be a Republican. All I know is I'm definitely not anymore one of those guys. I'm definitely not on their side. So I can't vote with them. So I'm going to vote the safer vote that sounds like it's more like I'm thinking. I'm not going to say I'm a Republican yet or a conservative, but I like what they're saying more than I like what I'm hearing from the people I've always voted for.
Exactly. Freddie, let me ask you this. You heard about that decision this morning, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I actually heard about it last night once it leaked. It was all over my Facebook.
I bet. What were your thoughts about it?
Well, without actually, you know, I know it was just a thought and I know it was leaked. Personally, I'm for reversing it. I'm big on, well, I try to... how do I word it?
You're not big on killing babies in mother's womb.
That is correct. I try to believe in people's right to choose because God is big on you choosing your path, and I'm big on that. But yes, no, I've always been against abortion.
Yeah, well, you know, that there's a lot to be said about being able the right to choose. The problem is when your right to choose means your right to kill me and my right to live, I think you've crossed the line there, of course. And so especially when you go to you know, the most sacred of places, the mother's womb, where a baby should be protected, that you're actually bringing death. You know, I think that I think we've been under judgment for a long time, 50 years, as we've killed more than 60 million babies. And, the interesting thing about this decision committee is that, you know, this will not prevent abortion. It's a federalist decision, which just basically says that, you know, states should have the right to choose whether or not they allow mothers to abort their babies, before they're born. And, you know, what's amazing is these leftists, you know, they don't get that. You know, if they want to go ahead and kill their babies in their wombs, then let them go to California, let them go to New York. But I think what's going to happen is even those crazy sort of states that we see, they're going to say, listen, there's a dichotomy here, that there's this thing, there's this right and this wrong. There's this generation that's being brought up that's saying killing babies in mother's wombs is not a good idea. And, the Bible tells us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin to reproach to every people. And I think what's going to happen is that people are going to see the vast difference between a decision to kill babies in mother's wombs versus granting them life and protecting them, and that they're going to see the big difference. We're going to get into the actual language of the draft opinion. But Alito was very, very clear that this was an egregiously written decision, one of the worst decisions that could have ever been written, just manufactured out of thin cloth. And so there's going to be a lot of heated sentiment on both sides, I'm sure. But that it's a wonderful thing to see that nobody comes to the Lord except for the Lord draws them, and nobody is. The Bible talks about repentance and the turn of direction not being caused by any one person or by any nation, by implication, but by a movement of God. And if this is what that is, if this is something that God allows to bring to fruition, despite all the efforts of the left, that they can't defeat God. And I'm just so glad to see that this decision this morning, Tony.
Well, I think you're seeing for the first time, you're seeing God honor our prayers in a way that we haven't seen in a while. We've seen so many things taken away and so many things happen to us that we're like, man, we've been handed over to the enemy. You said it yourself. I believe God handed this over. Well, I believe God's showing us very clearly that He's not handing us over. He's willing to stand with us, but we got to be willing to stand with Him. We got to be willing to say no is no to wrong. And you think about it. The baby in a womb didn't ask to be created. He was created by a man and a woman, and I'm telling you right now again, a man and a woman, and that created the baby. Now, if that was not a controlled event where you didn't practice anything safe or whatever it was, that's your decision. The baby had no choice. So to penalize the baby to kill it, and even after now they want to penalize, they're trying to pass rules where they could kill the baby 30 days after it's born. Why would you need to do that? Why? That's the demonic force we have at play right now. They're trying. I saw an article yesterday where they're actually in. I forgot the state. You might know which one it is. Where they're suing a school district to allow satanic teaching in the school to the children.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It's all over the internet. Yeah, absolutely.
So what we have is an actual spiritual representation of God saying, "I've heard you, I've heard your cries, and I'm honoring your cries," and we have to stand fast and not be afraid. See, the term politically correct is a control term to use on us. You know, if you're not politically correct, you know, this happens, that happens. You get penalized here, you lose your job, you get sanctioned, you get fired. We have to realize all those things are being used to control us and make us afraid. If we stand up and say no. Go ahead.
You know, political correctness is what they call cultural Marxism. You know, it allows the censoring of information, just like with Google, this new program they have out, the new app they have out, that when you put your pronoun in or your, you know, you call somebody a landlord, they'll change the no. It should be called a property owner. You know, they want to change your thoughts, your mind, your beliefs, and they're going to do it on an increasing basis. And so you're absolutely right, but this political correctness is way worse than just being polite or, you know, accommodating. It's cultural Marxism. There's no question about that. It's part of the cultural Marxist plan to overcome America. So, folks, this is Steve Taylor. This is Last Day's News. We're at the top of the hour, and we're heading towards the back end. And if you'd like to call in, please do. It's 488-5299. Of course, area code 757. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. This program is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney, that will help you get out of your debt through the filing of bankruptcy, Chapter 7, Chapter 13, possibly a debt workout. A lot of things going on in the economy right now, that we're in the first quarter of a negative 1.4% downturn in GDP, two quarters like that, and that means a recession. We're likely already at that point. They say it's like 8-point-something% inflation. The real numbers are probably in the 20 to 30%. The 34% increase in filing of bankruptcies was the latest stat that I just read. I think that's a national stat, but that just between February and March. And so that we're seeing an uptick in a lot of different things. Last month was the highest rated increase in consumer debt since like 2001. Just a tremendous bad financial information because Comrade Joe is sinking the economy purposely because he's a puppet of the globalist Great Reset agenda. You know, those folks known as Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the WEF and all those globalists, you could think of you just call them billionaires. You know, who knows where Elon Musk is, but I don't trust him. I believe he's one of that cabal, even though he's taken over Twitter, which is a good thing, I guess. But it may not be a good thing. It might be just to suck you into giving your information and being part of that belief in a system that basically is going to suck you in and spit you out. So, again, we're going to spend the last 20 minutes or so discussing the Supreme Court, the decision Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, where the United States Supreme Court voted to strike down Roe versus Wade, which, again, once made just completely egregiously, as Justin Alito said, abortion a federally protected right. People are going to come to the knowledge that this thing that they've been saying, that I got a right to do this, I got a right to do that, is nothing but a bunch of leftist, communist-inspired propaganda so that babies could be killed in the mother's womb, 60 million plus children. You know, some of those kids would be having grandchildren by now. We won't be having a disaster as far as our population growth. We'd be thriving. But, you know, that's what the enemy does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he did, and that's what he's doing, and that's what he'd like to continue doing. And just praise the Lord for this decision. Of course, the enemy has not given up, that they're still attacking, and that this leaked information is the crude attempt so that they could be able to pressure pro-life justices to change their vote through all kinds of intimidation that I think we're going to see during the next month or 2 months as this decision is promoted and hopefully promulgated. Tony?
You got it right. This whole thing is an agenda derived to transgenderize male and female. There's two terms we grew up with: beautiful and handsome. Men were always handsome, women were always beautiful. Women are beautiful, precious things. men are handsome, strong, protective. That was how we were raised. Now they're trying to change everything. I'm looking at an article right now. Did you know in Great Britain they're training the midwives that men can become pregnant and they can deliver a baby through their male genitals?
I don't think that's the way it says.
Students at Edinburgh Napier University are now being taught that men can become pregnant and deliver babies through their male genitalia. That's the article. And that's Napier University in Edinburgh, Britain. Now think about that.
I don't even want to think about that, Tony. my brain doesn't want to go there today. Let's go back to the Rovers. Let's go back to the case that we were talking about. That's a little bit. Like I said, my brain doesn't want to go there right now. Let's talk about Justice Alito and some of the things that he said. I think they're significant. I think that there are things that we need to that they're going to be foundational as we see other cases reverse down the road. One of the things that listen to these words. It says that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. And then he goes on in the final conclusion, of which the other justices agreed. It says it's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. There's federalist implications in this, saying states have the right to determine what happens. And we're not a government run by out of control courts or by a federal government. The states are individual states and not part of a one size fits all, ordained by some constitution that doesn't say that. But again, the implications for saving babies' lives in mothers' wombs and changing the direction of this country is just beyond question. Dershowitz was on Fox News, and he thinks the opinion was leaked in an attempt to do exactly what we just said, to change the decision, change the case's outcome. He says that he believes that it was leaked by a liberal law clerk to change the outcome of the case, either by putting pressure on one of the justices. And let me tell you that that whatever happened to the election, something happened with a liberal influence, because we have these so-called conservatives not even want to take a case. So that's not a very stretched thought to do that. The other big issue that Tony that has been discussed is now that Congress is going to be urged to pass a national right to abortion law, which would not necessarily be unconstitutional. And, they got the filibuster and things of that nature that might be able to slow it down, but they could do the nuclear option and get rid of the filibuster. And then you're relying on Joe Manchin to hold the fort, and so, I think there's lots of reasons that this thing was leaked the way it was, and none of it was good.
I think you're correct, because you got to realize the one thing this has the potential of doing is putting the power of decision back in the hand of the states. So like you said, for the first time, the federal government should never dictate power, policy, or law. They should default to the state. And if the states can choose, then you're gonna have some states saying yes, some states saying no. You don't have a right to no choice. You still can go to California or some other state to get it if you want it. But people in the states won't be forced to accept it. You can't force me to favor it. You can't force me to ensure it because you say so. It brings a whole other gamut of possibilities up on how the laws can be interpreted and be used.
Well, the liberals, the leftists, the communists, folks that want to destroy this country. You know, people like Pelosi. You know, she's a self. You know, despite the fact that it's obvious that she's wicked, she's a self-identified devout Catholic. She happens to be the Speaker of the House, and same thing. Yeah, and along with Chucky Schumer, they released a joint statement which they slammed the potential ruling as an abomination. You know, it's just terrible. You know, that they claim that if this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past. It's not a right in 50 years. And that Bernie Sanders, his head's blowing up. You know, that he says that Congress must pass legislation that codifies Roe versus Wade as the law of the land. You know, they don't want babies to be loaded. These guys are cruel, wicked, bad people. And he says that there's not 60 votes in the Senate to do it, and there are not, we must end the filibuster and pass it with 50 votes. So that's what they want to do. And, you know, that so people elected Democrats precisely so we could lead in perilous moments, he said, to codify Roe, hold corruption accountable, and have a president who uses his legal authority to break through congressional gridlock. You know, that you're not going to have a choice, according to these guys, that they're going to mandate the killing of babies. And again, that it's not like it's a far stretch. They've been doing it for 50 years. But that, you know, Joe Biden, you know, quote unquote, Slow Joe, who says he's a devout Catholic, you know, said that his administration is strongly supporting, the codification. What he says, the right to abort for children, and called on people to elect pro-choice officials, you know, coming up. So they think they're going to use this for a rallying cry. I think it's going to backfire them. I think the people are going to say, this is terrible. Why would you want to kill babies? And they're going to make it an election issue. I think it's going to hurt them. What say you, Tony? You think it's going to hurt them or help them?
I think you're correct. And I believe this is the first time we see the Supreme Court actually showing some stamps of a backbone to do what's right. I mean, look at everything else that happened so far. This is a major step. If this stays and they don't get to influence it by riots and burning buildings and burning cars, I think the Lord's moving in this way where people can start to say, okay, we've got some hope on the horizon.
Well, like I said, the left is far from giving this up. That they're going to do everything possible to try to, and I can guarantee you're going to see legislation come up to try to codify this thing. And, I know that Chief Justice Roberts just has ordered a probe into this leak. But we have 12 minutes left. Let's just do some broad brush sort of discussion as far as some of the issues that are out there. I guess the first issue that I see, Tony, is the Bill Gates, our one of our favorite globalists, has made a statement that COVID is far from over, and so you know he's got a lot of benefits from this thing. He wants to see a commission called GERMS, G-E-R-M-S, commission to put billions and billions of dollars into having a standing organization to dictate to nation states, you know, what they should do, when they should do it, report, monitor, never give up the crisis because they had so much to gain from it. And they're going to use this this pandemic treaty that's coming up in order to get this into effect. He wants to go ahead.
Well, what we have to realize, too, is they changed the ruling on pandemic. Before, a pandemic was an outbreak of several thousand, you know, a major outbreak of some type of a bacterium or a virus or something that was a major breakout. They just shut down Beijing for 12 people. And Bill Gates is putting forth, he wants legislation to give him the right to address every other disease, any disease he wants. the common cold, the flu. They want vaccines for everything. If you know, if you get the flu, they want a vaccine for the flu. They want a vaccine for forgot the name of the virus, but it's a breathing virus. They always talk about in the hospital that kids get sometimes when they're born, but the average number of kids per year is less than 100 cases. But they want to vaccinate kids when they're born against this virus. So it's all about getting chemicals into your body that can affect you.
Yeah, so don't think that the they're not finished with the COVID vaccine plandemic. They're not finished with that yet at all. And you know what he said was he says he doesn't want to be a voice of doom and gloom, but it's way above the 5% risk that this plandemic, he says pandemic, we haven't seen the worst of it. And so he's hoping that basically that there's more to come. And again, if not, then I'm sure he'll make arrangements so that more to come will come. And what he says is we're still at the risk of a pandemic generating a variant. He's got so many variants that what's amazing is the guy, he says there's so many, he wants to create a vaccine, quote unquote, to cure all variants. And they can't even identify the variant or the COVID-19, much less any of the variants. And that one of the vaccines they want to give you is a double dose of what's already showing people to be hurt all over the place. Epic Times had a really good article. I was going to share that with you, Tony. And it just said how terrible this vaccine is, how harmful it is, how deadly and dangerous it is. And yet, it's just like there's complete disregard of that when you get Gates saying that, you know, the solution to another pandemic is more vaccines. You know, that this whole germs thing that he's doing, this whole global surveillance project that's going to cost billions and extend the rule of the tyranny of the World Health Organization is just part of that. He wants surveillance and testing so that basically more people can be determined to have this, whatever they're saying is out there, so they can get more vaccinations. Well, Rob, really have feedback. I don't know if that's you, Tony, or if that's the station or what. But
we actually have another caller. His name is Steve. He wanted to talk to you all about what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's get Steve on this. Steve.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
My name is Michael.
Last name, I'm sorry, it's Michael?
My apologies. Michael.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Michael.
Did you get a chance to see the Lady Rogue? She was on NBC Nightly News before she died, that she did it all for money and it was a lie. Did you get the chance to see her testimony on that program? Yes. I just wanted to comment.
Yeah, you know, I share a little bit more about it. I do believe I did see that. That was some time ago, but that tell us a little bit more about what you saw when she was on.
She was basically she was in her last dying state, and she verses that everything she said was a lie and she did it for money. So, but nobody seems to be covering that in their comments, you know, Roe versus Wade, you know. So it really wasn't a truthful case from the beginning. And that's my comment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. Well, I know it's true that this was something that was manufactured from the very beginning in order so that that the leftist agenda could be promoted, and it worked very effectively. And that I'm going to try to see if I can pull that up. So the deathbed confession that she was paid to lie. And so let me just read that, because I think Michael makes a good point here. It's something that we can take a quick look at as we finish this program. What city are you calling from? As we pull that up, Michael, what city are you calling from?
He is no longer on the line.
Okay. So let me just give you some of the lies about the Roe versus Wade that has shaped, you know, what has been the most catastrophic and like Justice Alito said, egregious case of all time. 60 million innocent children's lives have been lost, with mothers suffering great pain, you know, that the suicide, the inability to have babies down the road, all because of a bad law which was completely based on lies. Here's just a few of them. First, that Jane Roe, which is, you know, the one of the companion cases, was never raped. She never had an abortion. Jane Roe, whom we know as now know as Norma McCovey, was just 21 years old, and she became pregnant for the third time and sought an abortion in Texas. Texas, however, said that a woman could only go abortion if the mother's life was at risk. You know, which is a common sense sort of restriction that was in place. And so McCovey got put into contact with this a lawyer, Coffey, Linda Coffey and Sarah Weddington, who were looking for a pregnant woman to help them build a case to legalize abortion. McCovey lied and said she had been raped. That lie became the basis for a legal fight against the DA of Dallas County. And the lawyers knew that the case would never be finished in time for McCovey to get an abortion, and she ended up giving birth and placing her child for adoption. McCovey not only admitted later that she had lied about being raped, but she became pro-life and worked to end to legal abortion up to her death in 2017. That's one of the lies. Let me give you a quick second lie. 60% of Americans wanted legalized abortion. That's the lie. 60% of people wanted then. But the truth is, like always, the left just was lying. Abortion advocates told the media they had public opinion on their side. They didn't. Dr. Bernard Nathanson was one of the biggest proponents for legalized abortion. He founded NARAL, and they're just a bunch of leftist crazies, but later became pro-life. And so when he became pro-life, he admitted that he persuaded the media that the cause of permissive abortion was liberal, enlightened, sophisticated knowledge, and knowing that if the true poll was taken, that they would be soundly defeated. And so he said that we simply fabricated the results of fictional polls. Sound familiar? Sounds familiar to me. Like Joe Biden's ahead in the polls, you know, or this and that and the other. They just make up whatever they want to make up so that they can announce to the media that they had taken polls and that 60% of Americans were in favor of permission abortion. Try to get, you know, people on their side. Third, 1 million illegal abortions had taken place in the U.S. So, you know, they said all these coat hanger sort of abortions were going on. And so the truth, the number of legal abortions were a fraction of that. So that Nathanson, this guy that wasn't narrow, that became pro-life, says that was an additional lie. He said that that maybe approaching 100,000 versus a million, one-tenth the amount of unauthorized abortions. We're down to one. Well, actually, we got a couple minutes there, Fratty. I think we got 2 minutes. So we're getting close, but let me give you number four. 10,000 women died annually from legal abortion. The number was less than 300. Number five, legal abortion would lead to safe abortions. And so once they convinced people that 10,000 women had been killed through back alley abortions, they promised that legal abortions would save people's lives. Well, that didn't happen. Women are still being injured and killed by abortion. It's just a cover-up. They just don't tell you now what's going on. And the last lie, as we finish up here, that the embryo, fetus, preborn are not human beings. That's one of the biggest lies there ever has been. The truth, biology and technology both show us that preborn can be nothing other than human. They feel pain, that they have, they're able to, by week 10, that they, you can go on to YouTube, you can see a little baby fighting for their life and becoming a person, just a preborn person. So he says, you know, the biggest strategy was to, he said, we knew that we had to convince people that abortion wasn't killing a human being. They knew that they were a human being, but that they decided that that's better to lie and kill the babies than to tell the truth. Well, folks, I'm being told by Freddie that we're running out of time. I know that it looks like it's 1:29 on my clock, but he says we're just about out of time. And so that we need to sign off. Tony, it was great talking to you today. Folks,
take care.
Tony, why don't you close us in prayer? That we didn't get to start with prayer. Why don't you close in prayer, and then we'll sign off.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the things that are happening right now, Lord, in this case, Lord. We thank you for your honesty and your love and your grace and your mercy to us, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to keep guiding us, keep directing us, and may we humble ourselves and stay in a constant condition of prayer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.